Well, let's pour some liquor on the sidewalk for the memory of our fallen homies, the X-Men franchise.
And we're talking about the original X-Men franchise. This includes X-Men, X-Men 2, X-Men United, X-Men The Last Stand, Wolverine Origins, and The Wolverine.
Gone. All of them gone.
No longer.
Wiped clean from the earth.
No longer part of continuity, thanks to Bryan Singer, Simon Kinberg, and TGS Financing.
Is that who did it?
The production company.
Oh, I have no idea.
The weird one. It was like Hungarian.
Oh, the one that like who shuttled in 15-year-old boys for Bryan Singer.
Right, the one like Zeus shooting the arrow through the.
Oh, that's
logo.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
TGS.
TGS.
TGI Fridays.
15-year-old twinks.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that is a weird... I forgot about that logo. It's such a cheap, like, direct-to-video logo.
It really felt like
for
it.
For the most expensive movie Fox has ever made.
Aside from
Avatar.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, again, I don't see where that money is going.
Right into Hugh Jackman's pocket.
Okay, sure. Okay, let's break down the budget then. So let's assume it's $280.
At the very least.
$280.
Yeah.
So $20 million, Hugh Jackman.
That's automatically
$20 million. Jennifer Lawrence, $12 million.
Yeah.
So there you go, $32 million.
I feel like Fassbender's not doing it for less than $10 million.
I don't know.
He's a, maybe eight,
maybe
eight.
I would say $7 million. I think they got Fassbender and McAvoy for $7 million. So it's $14 million on top of the $32 million.
Okay.
And you know what?
I can't add.
Fuck
so
that. No. McAvoy, $5 million.
Yeah,
he seems a little high. And then they had to pay Patrick and Ian. I bet you they get like this automatic $5 million payoff.
That's it?
I bet you, why, that's, they didn't do much.
Still, they're integral. You need them for this movie.
Well, that's why they get the $5 million automatically. So that's 10 right there. So you got 10, you got 12, and you got 32. All
right.
10, 12, 32.
So that's,
like $100 million right there.
That's $22 million. 32,
yeah.
34. So that's $54 million.
50 more. Yeah. So there you go. And then you gotta hire Boo Boo Stewart, whoever the fuck that was, the Indian guy.
That's at least $1 million.
whose mutant power is he can see far away and he has two daggers.
And
he jumps
sense.
A lot.
Well, yeah, I kept waiting for this guy to show his mutant power. I was like, well, it's gotta come soon. He's gonna do something cool. And it was like, he just gets killed. It's like, all right.
Well, it's just, okay, first off, I enjoyed the movie. I think it's very good. But, there's a but.
All right, go ahead.
Aesthetically, Bryan Singer has no talent. He's very dry, very bland.
No.
There's nothing to him.
I thought some of the dialogue came across as hackneyed.
Well.
Some of the way it was just scripted out was not particularly
on
point. Jane Goldman did a much better job
in
First Class, I'll say that.
And and if you liked the First Class mutants,
goodbye.
Sorry, they're all dead. They're all dead off screen. They all die. And Havoc is in it for 2 seconds.
Literally.
I didn't understand that
and
either. He didn't do nothing.
Toad is a short order cook in this movie.
Toad works at a Wendy's
which makes
after
sense.
Nom, which is hilarious.
Who would hire that guy?
He's a freak.
His cousin must have given him that job.
Oh,
there's no way he's getting that normally.
So terrible. Like, and even the look of Toad made no sense. It was like just terrible. Like the design of all the characters is shit.
It's like, there's no way that guy's not a mutant.
Right.
And be like, what's he supposed to be?
I don't know.
And all the future mutants had no personality.
No.
Even the ones we've already known, like...
Colossus.
Yeah, and Iceman and Kitty Pryde. They're just faceless goons who have powers that they need and or don't need
and
to
And apparently
see.
Kitty Pryde has the power to send people's subconscious or consciousness back into the past.
Yeah, there's something
which
similar
that comes
in comic.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kitty Pryde didn't do it. It was Charles Xavier, wasn't it?
He said, well, she goes back.
She goes back but she's not the one with the power, though.
It was
Xavier
like Magneto and, like, no, I think Xavier's dead.
Is he?
I read it recently. I forget all the...
I never read it. It's only 2 issues.
Yeah, it honestly was not that interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I didn't get the hype.
I think it's famous for that cover.
And they didn't even use the cover as, like, original art. Yeah, right. Which would have been awesome to have, like, Wolverine up there with all the faces. That would have been
cool.
Fantastic.
But they don't get it. They don't understand what
wouldn't
they
Wouldn't that
have
been cool, though?
That would have been... Well, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, that... You know what? Really okay, cool. I'll say this. And I got to give credit to Fox. They saw the problems that they had with the X-Men franchise. They understood that, you know what? We live in an era of Marvel movies, so we have to cut out the shit and reboot completely. So
right.
They've completely X1, 2, and 3, Wolverine Origins,
and the Wolverine.
And the Wolverine are completely null and void now. They don't exist.
So sad.
They don't exist.
So sad.
They're gone. They're done.
But I imagine he remembers, though, Wolverine.
Well, yeah, Wolverine
does. All that.
Well, yeah, and then, but that's a different timeline, so now they'll go back and doesn't gel.
But I wonder if he's sad, though. Do you think he's sad that some of that stuff didn't happen?
No. Well, either way, he doesn't get Jean Grey.
Right.
Either way, he's fucked. He doesn't get her.
Yeah, personally.
In the new timeline, yeah. Cyclops and Jean Grey are married or whatever. They seem to be totally connected.
Yeah, personally, though, seeing James Marsden was a lot more exciting than seeing Famke Jensen with that horrible wig.
That's because you have so much hate and anger towards women.
I really do.
You hate...
You nailed it, Richard.
You hate Famke Jensen because she's foreign. You hate Melissa McCarthy because she's fat.
Nailed it.
You hate Bing Bing LaBooby or whatever her name is because she's Asian. You hate Halle Berry.
Oh, definitely.
Because she's worthless. And it was really nice to see her die. Oh, it was so great because she gets stabbed and then thrown over the side.
So you're really ensured that she's dead.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
She's dead.
She's double dead.
Yeah.
And you know, there wasn't a lot of action in this movie.
There wasn't.
There's not much, but I still liked it.
It was a little front heavy, and then you had to wait till the end for another sequence.
And it was good. I liked it. It's not as good as First Class. I think First Class
by far the best. Because I think Fassbender gets a lot more time in First Class.
Well, because it was the origin Magneto. Remember they're trying to figure out what to do with this franchise.
He anchored that movie, though.
So they did the Magneto origin and X-Men Wolverine origin, and X-Men Wolverine origin was a big fucking fiasco. Piece of shit, awful movie.
That's the worst one yet.
That
undoubtedly
is null and void now. Doesn't exist.
Unquestionably,
the movie's done.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah,
I gotta give Fox credit for that.
I don't know. I mean, I just miss some of those stories now. But oh well. I guess that's.
I don't miss any of them.
You
they
don't.
They weren't that good to begin with.
Because
they
weren't the birth
well.
Of the superhero genre as
no,
the modern era.
But something else would have done it. That no. Just,
but
you know
I will give credit, it was discussed earlier, if the Phoenix Saga is rebooted in this timeline, then I'll be 1,000% very excited behind this whole thing. Brilliant, brilliant direction to go in.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down. And you know, on a positive note regarding the Wolverine, if they bring back the Silver Samurai in a cooler version than that shit they used for that movie, again, I'd be more apt to be... excited.
Not interested in the Silver Samurai at all.
I'm a nerd, so I
just bring back, make Sabretooth an integral part of the villain.
That I'd agree, yeah, because they never figure out a way to use him.
Yeah, he was just such a waste in all of those movies, and they kill him in the first one, bring him back in Origins, and he's awful.
Well, I will say, I think Liev Schreiber was probably one of the better parts of that movie, but
well, it's just
but
such
the
a bad
treatment
script.
Of the character
yeah,
was,
right.
was bad.
So bad.
But you
terrible.
Could feel like Liev Schreiber. Thinking he was in a good movie, and then he probably watched it later.
Oh,
and
no,
like,
yeah. Well, if you watch, like, the press, you see Liev Schreiber, like, this is such a great honor to be part of this.
Oh, he was excited.
He was
yeah.
like, he thought this was going to be a great movie, and maybe the original script was good.
Right.
But the finished product is such a piece of shit, I'm sure he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's so bad, the only good part wasn't directed by the director.
Which was
the
what?
Opening sequence that all running through the wars.
Oh, right, that
yeah.
was it?
No,
oh,
it was, yeah. like, second unit or somebody else.
It was Brett Ratner.
Yeah, probably you came in and helped out a little bit.
I'll help you guys ruin a franchise. That's what I'm good at.
And then that, I like Stargate at the end. That was a good tag.
Well, not, well. Let's get to that later. But
wasn't Stargate though? It was pretty much Stargate.
It was the same actor. It was the actor from Crying Game.
Yeah. Touch Me the Movie.
Yeah, the little kid. Basically, the Crying Game kid is Apocalypse.
Right.
That's the big reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, the tag at the end of the movie is actually one of the better tags I've seen in comic book movies.
It was awesome. I thought it was a little CG heavy. I mean, it was...
That's fine.
Felt a little rushed, but...
That's fine. But it was rushed.
It was good,
rough. Because I think the first one leaked.
I think that was real, though.
No, I think it was real.
Yeah.
I think they shot it.
Yeah.
And I bet you it got such a drubbing online that they're like, oh, fuck, we got to redo that, like, now.
I'd love to see that cut, though, of that
original
shot.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be in the DVD.
With the original idea? That'd be cool if they did that. I'd be interested.
I think they shot it. I think it was filmed. Like,
that's why I think it was so...
Yeah, yeah.
That it got out there.
And it leaked, and then people were like, that sounds fucking dumb.
And they're like, oh, it is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Who wrote that?
But it was a good reveal of Apocalypse in Egypt, building the pyramids. That's what he's doing.
Oh, it was brilliant. Yeah.
It was pretty
cool. It was
cool.
So great.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. It has a real epic feel. You can just tell, like, the next one's going to be...
Do you think that's where the money went then in the budget?
Well, things were cut. The Rogue sequence, which was an action sequence, so it was definitely FX heavy, cut.
But did they do the effects, or did they cut it before the effects could be finished?
They had to do some pre-biz and stuff regardless.
Yeah, but so does that mean that they're going to... Or are they going to pull some bullshit where they're going to have like a director's cut?
Well, I will say...
It's all integrated back into the movie with the special effects done. So it's sort of like a double dip Blu-ray. You think they're going to do that?
I'd buy it.
Well, yeah, of course. You have X3 for Christ's sake.
That was giving me as a gift.
Guess
a gift.
What? Now you can fucking burn it. It doesn't exist anymore. No X1, no X2, no X3... No, the Wolverine. No Wolverine Origins. Great, great news. I think
so crazy they got rid of all five of them.
Best news I've heard in so long. It's great. I welcome it. I'm so glad they did it. Because if you start off with X-Men First Class as your beginning, you got the Wolverine, but doesn't exist anymore. But
doesn't
still,
exist. No.
But it's part of that rebooted Fox doing X-Men right. You know.
But it doesn't exist anymore.
First Class does.
Yeah, but not the Wolverine.
And then you have Days of Future Past, which was a decent movie.
It was solid.
It's solid. It's a good movie.
First Class is still better, but...
No, it is. It's more fun. Well, it's just...
Yeah, because, again, let's talk about Quicksilver. Was not disappointed.
No, Quicksilver
was excited.
The best part of the movie.
He was great,
yeah.
He had a certain energy, but it didn't come off as comical or as really over the top.
It was, like, innocent.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, yeah.
He was childlike in his playfulness.
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't really zany or '80s comedy.
Right.
I don't know. It didn't play
a
strong shtick
or
any kind of like
shot. No '80s comedy titty shot.
Although the reference to his mom was extreme.
I forgive that. That didn't bother me as much.
It's like, okay, I get it.
What bothered me was just the shitty design of the costumes.
It was
and
bad.
Just the Singer, I hope he doesn't direct the next one. He needs to just...
Hopefully this kitty case will make sure it goes away.
Oh, hopefully. I hope they put him away. Just so he doesn't do another X-Men movie. Even if he's innocent, I just put him away. Don't put him in movie jail so he doesn't do another blockbuster. Because he's really got no... He's got no... grasp of action. He's got no grasp of design. I don't know.
Yeah, the design was overall was very weak.
The Sentinels are kind of lame.
And again, another disappointing thing I didn't like, at the end, there's 8 of them. I think at most they fight 2. Because I think the Beast kind of takes out
one. Beast takes out one.
And then Magneto strips
takes
one.
One. Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it.
They have 8, which is already limited.
Well, they show them at the... They're patrolling the perimeter, shooting at the cops. But we see
but
one
still,
do that.
I don't
but that, yeah,
I don't need to see them fight cops. They're supposed to fight the mutants. That's
right.
Not interesting to me.
Well, again, this is the most expensive movie Fox has ever made, next to Avatar, and there's barely little... There is no Sentinel
action.
On mutant action, really. It's just
whatever there is, it's overwhelmingly Sentinel favored. There's X-Men doing much at all.
No.
And I really thought the Wolverine would take care of at least one Sentinel in that fight. Nope, not even one.
No.
Doesn't even come close.
Because, well, in the future, he's laying on a table the whole time.
And in the past
he's...
And he just gets bitch slapped by Magneto.
Yeah, and he's thrown to the Potomac, and that's it.
Yeah, you know, when they get tossed around, I'm like, wait, he's coming back, right? I was like, wait.
Yeah,
wait. And it was so far, I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening. I was like, he's gone. I was like, all right.
But I like what Jennifer Lawrence was really good. The acting is probably the best. I would say these movies have the best acting in any.
Two of them? Or?
Well, no, for any comic book movie in general, I think these got the best actors. First class in this one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think the acting is really good in all of them. All the characters are perfect with each other. It's like the perfect chemistry between everybody.
It works played really well, especially the main three with McAvoy, Lawrence, and Fassbender.
Yeah.
Those three in particular, I think, are real standouts.
Though I guess Fassbender and Lawrence hate these movies.
Oh, I don't blame them.
They're just like, I fucking so.
Especially I think with Lawrence because she's tied to two major franchises.
What's the other one?
Yep.
X-Men. No, I know Hunger Games. What's the other one? You said two.
Well, X-Men. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean. Yeah,
that's
it. It's just like, that's got to be such a burden at this point.
Right.
But it's so much money, and it also promotes your brand so much
as
a superstar.
Yeah.
And I think Fassbender can't complain too much if he's making this Assassin's Creed movie. I mean, give me a break. If that's not supposed to be a franchise, what are you even talking about?
Well, and he's producing that too, right? Is he gung-ho about that?
Yeah, and I love how the only thing he likes
and
about
it's a
that
fucking video game.
Is like the time travel aspect where you're like, you're in the head of someone else, like in the past or present vis-a-vis.
You mean
the
like
future.
This movie?
Right, it's so weird. It's like, that's the one thing you latch onto, and he admits he's never played the game. So he like doesn't really know what it's
there
about.
There you go.
It's like, brilliant. You're the master of picking movies in here. I mean, and that's going to be a big hit for you, I can tell. But what else? Peter Dinklage feels like a plot device. He's fine.
He is,
but
I like him.
He doesn't really stand out.
No, I think he brings gravitas.
Yeah, he has a good delivery.
Do you think
it
would have been Morgan Freeman if it wasn't Peter Dinklage?
To match up with Bill Duke a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm on a bill of sentinels.
Fine, yeah. And I like how Magneto also becomes a real genius with mechanics or whatever.
Well, he's an engineer, apparently.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
He knows robotics just by looking at microfish.
Yeah.
With his power. And he can sew his own wounds.
While watching TV.
He was watching TV and he was reading microfish.
Yeah.
He was doing like five different things at once. He's a genius.
Yeah, I was like, congrats on that? Because I really didn't know what he was doing. At first, I thought he was going to sabotage it to like play like a joke, like he like rip him apart at the presentation.
I figured he was basically reprogramming them to shoot humans.
But it reminded me so much of X2, which I guess doesn't happen, so it doesn't even matter.
There you go.
But it reminded me a lot of X2.
What was X2? What happened?
Where in that one he changes
Cerebro,
the mechanics or whatever,
kill all the humans.
Kill them all. Find them all.
Jason, kill the humans now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I guess what doesn't work once, maybe work again. You might as well try.
And I just think it's funny that Jennifer Lawrence's boobs are so much bigger than Rebecca Romijn's boobs. They don't match up at all, the two mistakes. It's like, I guess she got breast reduction.
Well, she didn't straighten them well.
You're right.
Maybe she in the future just didn't like them that big.
But did you notice that in the beginning her makeup was really blue?
It felt really dark.
It looked different. It was weird, and then they corrected it further into the movie.
Yeah.
So I was kind of that put me off a bit.
No, I'd agree. I thought there was something wrong with the lighting,
the
filters or something was really off.
I like the Beast thing.
Yeah, he was cool. Yeah,
I like
the actor. He was good.
I think McAvoy really kind of comes out ahead of everyone else in these movies.
I like Fassbender a lot in the first one.
Well, I'm talking about this movie. I think McAvoy kind of takes the cake in this one.
Well, yeah, because they don't give Fassbender that much to do.
No.
He's a little more limited. Even though he does lift up that stadium, but...
Well, yeah.
I mean...
I guess.
Although that was a little downplayed, too, in this movie, I thought. It's like there's just no reaction shots of anybody. Even the guy who's, like, mowing the lawn or whatever in the stadium, he doesn't even, like, look up.
And he wasn't even Hispanic.
So
that could have been such a funny joke. Oh, no, Manito.
Yeah.
Manito, I say.
But yeah, it's like...
And then he goes,
zero. I think only the cop reacts. Everyone, right, yeah. No one else like looks up or is like...
Well, did you also feel that the Zapruder film motif was a bit much?
It was a little overused.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I get it. Stop it. Stop it.
At the beginning, stop it. With the introductions of the...
that's fine.
The, like, the diplomats, that was fine. Yeah. But then...
It just kept going.
But it didn't play into it later. It wasn't like they used it later.
Bryan Singer has no aesthetic. He's like, oh, this looks neat, let's do this. He's no point.
And at times it didn't even feel like it was shot that way.
No.
It felt like they just cut it to make it look like it.
Yeah.
It would have worked better if they at least used like 16mm.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, at least that would have felt a little more towards that design, but it's just, it felt so shopped and through the computer that it never felt real.
And how come Nixon is always the go-to president for these 70s like fictional movies that come into like Watchmen, Nixon,
right, yeah.
This is Nixon, Doctor Who was Nixon. Everyone goes to Nixon.
And what do you think? Do you think Magneto was playing with Xavier regarding JFK, or do you think that was what he's saying was real?
No, I think it was real because that was the joke. Like, I don't think he's lying. I think that was the truth. I tried to save him. He's one of us. I was trying to stop the bullet. That was funny.
Yeah, I liked the whole bit. And I loved how the audience reacted. Like, that's been so known for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, really? I mean, it's like not a big deal now. Yeah. It's like common knowledge. Because that was part of the, I think it was part of the Magneto Origins. They're going to use that.
Well, it was also in the I think the marketing for this one.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
It was in like the mutant...
On the website.
Files. Yeah.
The Trask site. They had that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but the audience had a major reaction to that, which I couldn't really get.
Well, it's the same group that saw Captain America 2 and were amazed that Bucky was the Winter Soldier. And it's like, if you don't know it's Bucky, you know, for 20 years now, what the fuck?
Yeah, problems.
Like, really?
Yeah.
It's like the biggest not secret.
Yeah, I don't get that stuff. Like when certain someone was surprised to hear that the 47 Ronin actually committed suicide.
Keanu Reeves?
No, Ed.
Oh, Ed. Yeah.
He was like, oh, dude, spoiler alert.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Like, well, spoiler, been around for 200 years.
Sorry, Ed.
Sorry
to call you out. Sorry.
Sorry, Ed, you don't read. Not even glance at Wikipedia occasionally. Too busy counting numbers.
He's a big money man over there.
Big money man.
Yeah.
Though I am disappointed that it was... Is it in 3D?
You know, I don't even know. I imagine it is, though. Because everyone kept asking me if it was in 3D, the one our screening that we were going to. I kept saying no.
I think the 3D...
if it isn't 3D.
I think if there's 3D, the 3D Quicksilver stuff would be neat.
Yeah.
That's slow.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
That's sort of designed for 3D.
And I loved how a lot of what he did was a lot of humor with the security guards. It wasn't... Straight up just action where he hits them or does something really...
Yeah.
It was more playful, which I liked.
Yeah.
Again, it plays up that innocent element that you
brought up. Yeah, it makes sense. It works for that character.
I liked his inquisitive nature.
What's his name? Even Peters?
Yeah, he's fine.
He was good. He was actually really good.
If I hear that he'll be in Apocalypse, I'll be excited.
I think he is.
I mean, that's what I've heard, but I mean, if it's more confirmed, that they're actually going to... Hopefully for a bigger part, I won't lie.
No, he's good. Yeah, he's the better part of the movie.
And I think this is now a bit more of a challenge for Whedon coming up with Avengers 2. I can't imagine it'll be the same take. But I do wonder, how are they going to take the character and make him equally or more appealing?
Right.
So I'll be interested to see how they play that up.
I think he's going to be sort of the darker, brooding Quicksilver.
Well, according to the clip that we saw, he looks... More
he's
brooding.
Jacked. Yoked. Jacked.
Oh, he's big. Yeah,
I mean, he's been eating fish and chicken and lifting fucking 135 barbells on his dick. Like, he can just do it. He's pure man muscle.
Which kind of makes no sense, because if you're just running, it's like,
well,
you need that. It's like, okay. It ain't my movie.
It makes more sense, you know, casting Evan Peters, because he's a skinny kid.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no muscle mass to
him. He eats like a ton of sugar
all
the time.
Yeah. Oh, Kostas was all over this movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hostess, yeah.
Yeah, because remember they were in the basement and there's cupcakes.
Well, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
But also
yeah.
on the stadium, the hostess sign falls.
Oh, I noticed that, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. No.
In the future, hostess doesn't exist.
I guess. I was like, in the future, it's supposed to be, what, like 10 years?
Yeah, right.
But it's like, it looks so much different. It's such a dramatic change.
But then again, here's the thing. They said...
Go ahead, yeah.
So, okay, so she killed Trask
right.
to set up the mutant war in the future.
Right.
In 73 or whatever. So what, it takes 30, 40 years for the war to start after that?
Yeah, to get really serious or to kind of reach an end game? And
so I guess it took them 30 or 40 years to take Mystique apart and use her...
Well, I mean, you got to figure they're building Stage 1 Sentinels because they're only at 8.
But
so
then
they're bringing them to full production.
But here's the thing. If that's the case, then everything that happened in X1, X2, X3 didn't happen anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It's all...
It's all... But no, even that parallel timeline where she is captured and turned into Sentinel juice, she's already
dead. It doesn't even make
sense.
X1,
X2, X3.
You don't want to overthink it.
Well, that's the thing. It already doesn't make any sense. It already negates those movies already, before it even starts.
Well, with First Class, then they negate a lot of stuff that happens, too.
Yeah.
It just doesn't...
No.
The scent, like, Cerebro, they didn't build that thing. And that
right.
They really don't care.
Well, and I like the fact that... I think Devin made that point where he said Cerebro's the same lame design from the other X-Men movies. It's like, there's no character to it. It's just the same design. It's like,
they put
it's
some
never changed.
It,
yeah,
that's it.
It's never changed for 40 years.
I found
it
so hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because like the whole setup is exactly aesthetically the same. And it's like, you know what, that's fine in those other movies, but here I think it really should look different.
Yeah, it should be like, no
metal. It just
metal.
Felt so cheap, where they were like, well, we gotta cut somewhere. So,
right, yeah.
This is it.
We got the same schematics, the same design, the same material. Let's go just put it together and do
yeah.
it. We got to save money somewhere because we're going to spend it all on cutscenes that we're going to cut out of the movie.
I also like how Beast's serum in the first movie negates mutant power.
Right.
But then in this one, it negates mutant power and helps you walk.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, why not? That's fine.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And that was cool. I mean, I like the idea of McAvoy playing Xavier as a junkie. That was pretty
cool. Yeah, that was cool, though.
That was a cool. I like the movie. It's a good movie. It's worth seeing, and I hope it's a big hit, and they continue to... I hope it's the biggest X-Men movie, just to continue them on this streak.
I think it will be.
Because I think Apocalypse, what they revealed with Apocalypse and that tag gave me a lot of hope.
Right.
Because it was a pretty good tag.
Oh, no, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it showed a lot of promise for what they could do going forward. And just, it will only get darker from here if they stick with that.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it'll stay with that same timeline, or if this will take place in an alternate universe, or how that works.
I'm sure it's all the same timeline now. It's all been rebooted. It's all ready to go.
Well, but Age of Apocalypse does take place in the alternate universe.
In the 80s. Oh, in the comics.
Yeah, the comics, yeah. It's alternate universe.
Well, I don't think, again, it's Fox. They don't read the comics. They're not going to go off the comics.
But I just hope that it has more scope and there's more passion behind it than the Phoenix Saga. Because if it turns into something similar to that, something just so tight and just compact and just, hey, we're in San Francisco. Stay away from... whatever they were, the Alcatraz. Don't come here. Otherwise, you're fine. Don't worry about it, but just don't stay away.
And why Alcatraz? Like, why would you make that a laboratory?
I don't know. This is stupid.
We gotta watch that movie again.
They saw that Dirty Harry movie over there, and they're like, this is a perfect spot.
Kill Scorpio.
Was that with Cagney and Lacey, or was that?
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen maybe half a Dirty Harry movie.
Okay.
Never seen the whole thing.
All right. Well, there's one where they go over to Alcatraz. I forget which one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, no, and I mean, even the storyboards were better than the movie. Because the storyboards, they had like all of San Francisco kind of disappearing.
From what?
Well, you know, she like makes everything like, she like breaks everything down.
Oh,
like, the dust
right,
or whatever.
Right.
That was like happening everywhere. Like, yeah, we'll cut that. Just make it here.
And they never explain that either when... Professor X dies in 3, comes back.
Yeah, they don't bother with that.
Don't even bother. They just had that stupid tag where this dead guy wakes up.
It was
up.
Like his
Moira.
Twin or something? Or like his...
Was it his twin?
They mentioned something about he had like some brother in a coma or something.
No, not Professor X.
It was something similar, yeah.
No.
I'm not kidding
no
you.
Way. Professor X had a twin brother who was in a coma with Moira McTierney.
Well, yeah, because when they mentioned that, you just saw that coming from a mile away. It was like, hey, I got this twin brother who's like in a coma that's kind of like me, and he has my similar DNA. It's like,
no way.
Well, boy.
I don't remember that at all.
You couldn't really spell it out anymore.
I do not remember that. If that's the case, then fuck the X-Men franchise, and I'm glad they rebooted it. I don't want to look back on X1, X2, X3. They're all shit.
Well, I'll always have the Wolverine. That'll be my...
Oh, no, the Wolverine. Not Wolverine Origins.
Oh, Richard, please. Please, Richard.
Please, now.
Don't even bring that up. I don't know if I'll be able to figure this out in time. I'm just waiting for...
No, it's fine. It's late.
Yeah. And what else to say about this? I did like the end, though, particularly because I felt like there was a real crisis there,
mm-hmm.
where in the past, or in the future and the past, there was a lot of threats going on that made everything feel really timely,
mm-hmm.
where the past really needed to wrap up, or else the future was going to be the future, and that
was
it.
Right.
And I thought that was good, too, as I felt like Xavier's story, Mystique's story really tied into the first movie pretty well with their relationship and how that grew out of the first movie. I felt very organically in a way where, as she mentions, he's always trying to control her and he uses his powers to convince her, etc. And this is finally there, it comes to a head in this movie. And I thought that was a nice touch to connect it, not just through character as sort of just this superficial way, but in a really really deep down level where it's like, you know what I mean? Like sort of where it was more about like just the character as inside them than just like a physical, like, hey, it's Charles Xavier again.
Right, yeah.
It's like what's really going on within them is brought out more in this movie and explored more. And I like that.
Though I would have preferred the I don't want your future line. I wish that was delivered to Patrick Stewart.
It was funny, yeah.
And the trailer looks like
that.
Movie, it's talking to Wolverine. But
it's like, well, don't worry, because that's Wolverine stuff. You don't stress about that. You're fine.
Don't worry. You're getting rid of X1, X2, X3. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, please, calm down. Like,
Taylor Kitsch will never play Gambit. It's okay.
Yeah. No, we don't have any of that anymore, so.
No, same.
But now we have Channing Tatum to look forward to.
Yes.
Who is definitely going to be in something.
Yes.
So.
Age of the Tatum.
If only.
X-Men, Age of the Tatum. But I don't see Wolverine going away anytime soon.
What do you mean? The actor or?
Yeah, I don't think Hugh's going to stop playing that part.
No, he's too into it.
Yeah, he loves that.
He was good too.
And he's good. He is good at Wolverine. I think he's the only Wolverine.
I don't care if he's too tall. He's great.
Yeah.
I think if it had been DeGray Scott, he would have left a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd be lucky, I think, if he made the X3.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he would.
They probably would have cast Hugh Jackman irregardless.
At some point.
That's not a word.
Well. But regardless, yeah, I think Hugh Jackman was so good that, yeah, they stuck around. But
yeah.
DeGray Scott, I just don't see him having stuck around this long.
No. He would have gotten some shitty TV show and went with the show.
And who knows? I mean, the whole franchise would have been so much different because it's Hugh Jackman's charisma that really kept us going.
And that's why, like, he's the connecting...
The star, still.
Yeah, he's the one connection for all of them. Even in First Class, he's a cameo, so... He's part of it. Oh, and
then they brought that back.
They brought back the "go fuck yourself" line, which they not bad.
I think that was a nice tie-in too.
Yeah,
they worked hard, I think, to tie it in ways that never felt too strained.
Yeah,
and had a sort of nice touch to it where you kept noticing little bits that kept popping up that were like, oh, the first one. So again, I think there's a nice way to really establish this as a sequel, and. Really, only the second movie is part of this continuity
because
the old timeline is done.
It's done.
The new timeline begins.
Gone, which I'm fine with. perfect.
It's in an alternate reality now.
I want nothing to do with that old X3 trilogy.
Oh, good, because J.J. Abrams will reboot it again soon. So
I love it, I'll do it.
That's now I'm confused.
I'm the same guy.
What do I do now? Don't.
I'm indecisive. I'm J.J. Abrams.
Should there be lightsabers in this movie?
Phasers. I like phasers and magic blood. Get me Khan.
So, take us out, Richard. Because I guess
well, let's
dying.
Go to the bar. Yeah, I'm tired. It's late. And we're going to go drink to the memory of X1, X2, X3, the Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine. And that's that.